The country's leading wildlife protection groups weighed in today on what they hope to see from an Obama presidency. As APRN's Libby Casey reports, activists concerned about global warming, endangered species, and public lands are optimistic that the new president and the new Congress will hear their voices.
Betsy Loyless, the National Audubon Society's senior vice president, sums up how many conservationists feel.
Last week's election ushered in a new era of hope for our environment and the people, birds, and other wildlife that depend on it. 8 dismal years of environmental abuse and neglect are now coming to an end.
Loyless says her group hopes President-elect Obama and the Democratic-led Congress will bring fundamental change.
This will translate into improved protections for America's treasured places and a new lease on life for species in decline. The days of secret task forces and backroom deals with polluters are over.
Loyless joined with representatives of Defenders of Wildlife, the Wilderness Society, and the National Wildlife Federation Thursday to weigh in on their priorities. They include balancing energy production with protection of lands, water, and animals, getting serious about combating global warming, and dedicating more federal funds to conservation. They hope that by speaking with a unified voice and by presenting their goals early, they'll gain traction. The Audubon Society's legislative director, Mike Dalton, says he's expecting to see changes in environmental policy as soon as Senator Obama becomes president.
There have been indications from the transition team that there are plans for aggressive use of executive orders early in the administration to show that fundamental change is here.
Dalton says that could mean evaluating where oil drilling is allowed and how it's done. But conservationists say they realize other priorities will take the national spotlight, especially the economy, job losses, and the housing market. John Kostiak with the National Wildlife Federation says tackling the economy can mesh with environmental priorities.
That's good news, actually, for those of us who are working on climate change and the related impacts on natural resources, because there are enormous investment opportunities that are awaiting people ready to get to work, both in terms of creating a green jobs economy, but also on natural resources and environmental restoration projects, which are proven winners for helping re-stimulate the economy.
Many of the recent big battles in conservation have centered in the Arctic, with the polar bear as its star. In May, the polar bear was listed as threatened under the Endangered Species Act, but the Bush administration said that isn't a reason to regulate greenhouse gases. It also said the threat to polar bears is not from oil and gas development. Many conservationists say the threatened listing is toothless without some change in development policies near the bear's habitat and greenhouse gas emissions. Kostiak, with the National Wildlife Federation, says he hopes to see areas designated as critical habitat for the polar bear.
You know, those are the same areas that have been targeted by the Bush administration for oil and gas development and exploration. So this will be a crucial time for this administration to really break from the past policies of favoring the oil and gas industry over the needs of wildlife and people.
The state of Alaska has sued to fight listing the polar bear. State officials fear it will harm oil and gas development. Kostiak says working to protect polar bears doesn't mean all development has to stop, but he does hope to see major changes.
If you look at the history of the Endangered Species Act, it virtually never grinds development to a halt. It typically creates a process where scientists can make recommendations and ultimately policymakers make judgments about how to move forward with development in a responsible way. So I would predict that it would be highly unlikely that the polar bear listing would shut down all oil and gas development across the polar bear's range, but that it would have some impact on the location and timing of that development, certainly.
The dialogue conservationists are having is far different than it was even a couple months ago when Democrats were making concessions to allow for more offshore drilling. But as fuel prices go down and the Bush administration's days dwindle, environmentalists and wildlife advocates hope to take a leading role in national policy. In Washington, I'm Libby Casey.